This is KNKX News. I'm Ed Ronco. Last week, the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee released a report detailing how Russia interfered in the 2016 elections. It came after a dire warning from former special counsel Robert Mueller that Russia is currently trying to influence elections and will certainly continue trying into the future. The actual work of administering elections happens at the county and state levels. Washington Secretary of State Kim Wyman is the top official for that here, and she told me Washington State was prepared for 2016's interference attempts, but that the state is not being complacent either.
Our state has really been on that front edge of cybersecurity, and in 2016, what we just learned from that Senate report is that, first of all 50 states were scanned. It's sort of like a burglar going around your house and checking the doorknobs and the windows to try to get in.
They were scoping out the whole block, basically.
Scoping out the whole block, that's a good way to put it. But there were 21 states that were able to detect that activity, and I'm proud to say that we were one of those, and that we were able to block and keep them out. So Congress actually gave Washington State $8 million that we've been able to do a number of things that I think are going to be really good for our state. First, we were able to beef up our firewalls, not only around the systems we had operating in 2018, but around the new system that we are building and bringing up live called VoteWa.
VoteWa is a, I think, $9.5 million project. To talk a little bit about what it does specifically, because I understand it's kind of a top-to-bottom redoing of the way elections are administered.
So this is a statewide system that now will interconnect all 39 counties to the Washington State Voter Registration Database. Counties are now going to be able to pull up people's information as they're standing there at the counter, and if they're registered in another county and had a ballot issued, they will be able to basically suspend that ballot so the voter can only have one ballot counted.
So if this week I moved from King County to Pierce County, and my ballot was in my mailbox in King County, and I registered in Pierce County, both counties would get that information at the same time, and I would vote in Pierce County.
Correct.
I know election officials at the county level, including King County, which has about a third of the state's registered voters, said the new VoteWa system was not ready for this cycle. You went ahead anyway. Why?
Oh, well, let's break that down. This VoteWa system is the collaborative effort of 39 counties and the Secretary of State's office. So out of the gate, 40 independently elected officials who've been working with one goal in mind and working together to create this system. We had over 80 people who predominantly come from the counties who helped us not only define what we wanted, but helped with the selection of the vendor and have helped bring up the system over the last year. The two biggest critics, I think, of the system publicly have been the Thurston County Auditor and the King County Elections Director. And their concerns seem to be more about the functionality of the system and adapting their processes in their individual counties to the new system. We work daily with the counties to address any concerns that they have. And we've been tracking all of the changes we've had to make where people have identified a system bug, for example, and the average response time has been 24 hours. And the reason that we went live with the system is that we needed to secure the election system for the whole state. We had two statewide systems that we've been using since the mid-2000s, and literally were end of life. VoteWa was brought up in early June. We had four counties that assisted us in end-to-end testing before we brought the system up live. Those counties included Benton County, Whatcom County, Pierce County, and Clark County. And it was a good cross-section of medium-sized counties and larger-sized counties. It gave us enough confidence that we knew that the system would be able to function and go through an entire election cycle.
Because this is the first time out, I guess I'm curious if there's a delay in a definite result that's longer than what we're used to, if that changes the way the public feels about the election.
We're implementing five new pieces of legislation related to elections at the same time as bringing up a new system. The biggest change is what we call same-day registration. And what that is it's the opportunity for any person in our state who's eligible to vote, they can now register and be issued a ballot up till 8 o'clock election night. And I think this is going to be the single thing that impacts the the election more than even bringing up a new system, because we don't know what that's going to look like. We could have a few hundred people show up statewide to change their registration on the last day, or we could have thousands. And I think as we build to the 2020 election cycle, we will see really high activity on election day for registering and voting. If there's a line of voters at 7:45 at a county elections office, they will be allowed to register and vote, and that will take as long as it takes. So I don't think it's going to be necessarily vote wa that's going to be the cause of any kind of delays. I think it's a number of things that could happen on election day, and that's what we're preparing for, and counties are coming up with contingency plans just like our office is. If anything should not go to plan, what we're going to do to make sure that it's seamless for the voters and for people waiting for results.
There are certainly concerns in this country at all jurisdictional levels about outside meddling in the tangible election results. But let's talk about the intangible, because one of the things the Senate report said, and others have certainly said this too, is that an outside actor like Russia does not need to influence the actual results. A lot of times these campaigns are just targeted at undermining our confidence in the process. How are you trying to shore up confidence as one of the people in this country who is in charge of overseeing elections?
I think the first thing is it's apparent that the Russians in particular, but I think a number of foreign actors are doing the same thing, have tried to do influence campaigns. And really what the goal of an influence campaign is to try to get us to focus on the things that divide us politically or socially. And that's probably the most frightening thing that we have right now facing us in elections. I think the secondary thing that keeps me up at night is, you know, the politicization of elections and people for sometimes partisan gain, sometimes just I don't even know what the motivations are, but people use the elections security or election systems and they are critical of them as a way to I guess make people look bad or make an organization or a group look bad. And when that happens, the people that suffer are the public, and that confidence in the system is at risk. And I think that's one thing that I'm most frustrated right now personally about, is that, you know, we're bringing up a statewide system that I said, you know, over 80 people across the state had a direct hand in building and working through the details to make it the most efficient and secure system we can for our elections. And every time it's aired in public, every little detail of something wrong with it, voters think that the system is broken or it may not be reliable, and we're risking voter confidence. And, you know, I just hope that people realize that it's like any new technology. It has some system bugs we need to work through, and that's what we're doing with the counties right now. And I think we're going to have a great election cycle.
Thank you very much, Kim Wyman, Secretary of State. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you.
We spoke earlier this week. Wyman also pointed out that the VoteWa system is used by officials to track voter registrations. The actual tabulation of ballots happens on the county level in separate closed systems. You can link to a story about the concerns raised by King and Thurston County election officials on our website, knkx.org.